experience.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait. Trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you stand. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Afraid. The Lord is my light and
It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all this morning? Thank you for tuning in.
We're so happy to have you here. Today, we're taking time to recognize each of you, and especially our first responders. We have all had traumatic experiences this past week. Some of us have never had them before. Some of them has had nearly similar before. But even if they're similar, they're still new experiences. And in the midst of it all, God is still good. And for those of us who are still here, regardless of your situation, regardless of the plight, regardless of what's going on, you are a hero because God has made it that way. Last Saturday, we didn't see today. And look what we've done. We can't replace who we are. God made us that way. But the things that we have, they can all be replaced. Don't get upset about losing cash or crowds. I remember an instructor said that. Don't get upset about losing cash or crowds. It'll come back again. The scriptures tells us in Proverbs 10:22, I believe it is, that our greatest wealth are the blessings of the Lord. And of course, your greatest possession is your health. And if you have that and God, you're going to be all right. Even if your health is not at 100%, the fact that you have God, you're going to be all right. For those who say there is no God, for those of you who have the human higher power or whomever he is to you, she may be to you, I want to introduce you to my God. I'm just so honored that a little person like me have a big God like mine. And I'm sure there are a lot of you that feel the same way. God is good. What we've all experienced this week has touched the human spirit of who we are. And if there is a human spirit that you have not been able to feel, let me invite you to the altar. Let me invite you to God. The human spirit of giving, as well as the human spirit of receiving. It is just important to be able to receive even small gifts from each other. It's just important to be able to receive the care, the concern, and the love from someone just as much as it is to give it. You're a hero. Listen. Oh, bring in Mr. Wilson. There's a hero lies in you because God made it that way. There's no need to doubt yourself. God is good. Look what we've survived and look how far we've come. Some are still without lights. Some are still without a home. There are actually people still in shelters. But we're all here today, and we're going to honor those persons who have helped us get this far. In fact, on the line, we have Chief Wilson from Jacksonville Fire Rescue Department. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Welcome to It's All About Literacy. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Sister Gail. We thank you for having me.
Thank you
for being here today, and thank you for all that you and your department has done for this city in helping its citizens get back on track, get back to a new normalcy, I guess I will say. So how have you been, and how did your family survive?
You know, it's been busy. We're still waiting on a day off. A lot of people think since the storm is over with that everything was turned to normal, but it doesn't. You know, we've got a lot of firemen still working a lot of hours trying to help people get their affairs back in order, out delivering food and water. And I know you've seen around the news, we're out there trying to help folks clean up. So we're still full speed ahead. As far as my family, we're all good there.
That's good. That's good. I know there was one apartment complex where senior citizens live, and they had a tree down blocking the entrance, and they called the fire department, and they were right on the spot to come and, you know, clear a path that they could get in and out. So your work is greatly appreciated, and nothing goes unnoticed. We really thank you, thank you, thank you all.
Yes, we're so grateful to you. Please stay with us. There are other calls that will be coming in from our other heroes right here in Jax. We're waiting to hear from you, too. And remember, it's all about literacy.
Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
Friday night, went and saw my first high school football game of this season. My daughter's team, Paxson, took on my wife's alma mater, Inglewood.
Ooh.
One of the people in the stand behind me say this: if they lose, it's the coach's fault. When it comes to my life, God will never be guilty of mismanaging my opportunities. He's going to see it to the finish, like the touchdown, the end of the game. You would have thought I graduated from Paxson. I mean, I'm like all the way in right now.
Wake up with the Power Up and Pastor Terry on Praise 107.9.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape. Being afraid.
wants us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. My world needs you right now. Let us see you. Us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see.
And God, please fix me.
And God, please fix me. My world needs you right now. Let us see you right now.
Minutes past the hour. Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for making this part of your Saturday. Let's return to Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail. It's all about literacy from Praise 107.9.
Good morning again. And for those of you who are just joining us, we'd like to say welcome to It's All About Literacy. We are celebrating all of the wonderful things that God has blessed us through our wonderful resource providers. And on the phone, we have with us Chief Wilson from the Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department. Chief, welcome again.
Thank you.
Now, when we think of the fire department, many times we think, well, there's no fire, and that's what they do. But you all have been and are yet so visible that the aura, the rescue, which is so broad, tell us about what you're doing and give our listening audiences, whether they are here in Jacksonville or Nassau County or St. John, wherever they are, give them the tidbits and instructions and suggestions and the precautions, if you will.
Sure. So leading up to the storm, obviously, we increased our manpower. We added 10 additional rescues, 8 additional engines. We had 7 swift water rescue teams, and we had 10 emergency road access teams. And that's what you see the folks with chainsaws, Public Works, and JSO out there clearing the roadways. During the height of the storm, we were averaging a call a minute. And so to give you an idea, where we do about 420, 430 calls a day, we're averaging 1,200 calls a day. And that lasted for 3 days. And really, after the storm, everything that you've seen, whether it's fires, wires down, trees down, people stuck, after the storm for us, it shifts to water rescue. People wake up and there's water in their house. We have a lot of high rises along the river, and a lot of those are, you know, elderly folks, assisted livings. And they woke up and found themselves on the 14th floor with no way down. And so as we shift from rescue, trying to get those people out, trying to make sure everybody's okay, here we are, you know, five, six, 7 days after the storm, and our focus now is welfare checks. We still have people, not many. I'd like to say, you know, I believe JA is doing a great job trying to get the power up, and you see that daily as the numbers dwindle, but there's still folks that are out there that we want to go check on. And so we're out there every day, and we call them welfare checks, and we simply go in and, do you need food and water? So here we are. You know, do you want to come out? If so, let's get you out, get you to a shelter, get you to a facility. And so for us, I like to call that sustaining. We want to make sure that the ones that are out there still struggling, that we're here to help. And, you know, this is day four of us. We have been receiving goods from out of town, donations, if you will, and we've been turning around and getting those out to nonprofits and food distribution warehouses to get those out to people in need. And we've also been going door to door with our own trucks, dropping off water and food in areas that are still without power. And that effort continues today.
And we really appreciate that, because so many people don't understand what you all do behind the scenes. So when we don't see the sirens going off, we want people to know that you all are still making it happen for us, and you're still caring for us and rescuing us. As, you know, Doc said, that rescue covers such a broad base, and we just really, really appreciate you. Really appreciate you.
Very, very much. And for our listeners also, please feel free to call in. The number is 904-296-2251. We're here today. The show is dedicated to all of you who have made the difference. JEA, oh, you're wonderful. You're just wonderful. You know, we take things for granted. We walk in and we flick a switch and you get lights.
Yes.
And it doesn't become such a valuable thing until you flick that switch and can't get lights. And it's not because you hadn't paid the bill.
Right.
Okay, so... But, you know, this is the time that God isolates us and really make us one. You know, we really are. I remember a saying, we all came in same ships, but we're in the same boat now. So here we are.
Yeah, different ships, yeah. But same boat, yeah.
Now, for those of you, I also want to share that we had a communication from Senator Audrey Gibson's office. She wants you to know about the farm share distribution that's going on at 5120 Perry Street. It's in the Pearl Plaza lot, 5120 Perry Street. There's a free food distribution, the farm share, and that's supported by City Council Gaffney, the District 7. And it's just wonderful to see how everyone is there. And they're there today from 9 to 12 p.m. or until the food is gone. So,
yes,
hurry up and get there. 5120 Perry Street. That's the Pearl Plaza lot. The farm share is there today. I had a conversation with our representative, Tracy Davis, and she was saying that, you know, they're also going door to door. And someone had come in from out of town and donated tons of water. And they were able to get out and share all those things with you, with our public. So we want you to call in. Let us know what we can do to help. And we have our first responders. Chief Wilson is on the phone. And many, many thanks to our TV meteorologist, our weather persons.
Oh, yeah, and the anchor men and women.
Oh, my goodness, and the radio folk, you know, that just really kept us going.
They really did, and I was with family, and my cousin's husband said, I want to stop watching, but I can't stop watching.
You can't stop watching.
Yeah, and like Chief Wilson was saying earlier, that human curiosity, you want to know what's going on, and as much as anxiety as can happen during a storm, the news helped some time to abate some of that, you know, to know. Yeah,
to know.
You're in the know of what's going
to know,
on.
Right. Yeah. And knowing is a comfort itself.
Yes.
And also the way of delivery.
Yes.
While we appreciate all of you, First Coast News, Fox, no matter all of your stations, all of you, I have a comfort level, a comfort with Mr. John Garn. He's just so calm, you know, and that's good, because when something is bad, it's already bad.
Yeah.
So sensationalism and hyping it just really kind of stress you all out. Maybe because I'm an ESC person, you know. So we kind of need to keep it straight. But he's also a father and a grandfather, so he has that comforting voice, and it's like, okay, we're gonna be okay, you know.
So he made you comfortable.
You're gonna fall in a hole and it's gonna hurt. But you're gonna be okay. and we need that kind, and the same with Chief Wilson.
Did you see when he had his big truck out and he was riding through the Riverside area looking to see if people needed help?
That's the human spirit.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the human spirit. And the same is just Chief Wilson was just saying, you know, you have to come out the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave the fire station.
Right.
They gotta leave, and they do. They leave the television station, and they leave the radio station, just as we do.
Right.
And Representatives Davis and Senator Audrey Gibson, the congressman. As a matter of fact, I've spoken with Congressman Rutherford's office this week, and there in Washington, his assistant Taryn is just as concerned, and she was saying that Congressman Rutherford is here. And he's right now maybe with the Coast Guard at Mayport or wherever. And, of course, Congressman Lawson is around. And everybody's concerned about their constituents. But you know the good thing? Constituents are concerned about constituents.
Right. That is a good thing.
Yeah, because you don't need a title to care.
Right.
You don't need a title to care.
If I could add in for a minute, one of the things, if there is a bright spot on this, certainly what I've seen is, times like this, when these tragedies strike our community, you see everybody come together.
Yes.
And you're seeing that now with churches. You had mentioned our civic leaders, whether it's organizations, politicians, your government agencies. Everything we're seeing out there is everybody's coming together. And that really, it gives you hope for the community. You know, it lets you know that anything's possible. And because the storm didn't spare any part of this, any part of this city, nor any part of the state. It really affected everybody, and now what you're seeing is everybody pitching in, trying to get us back to normal. And that warms your heart, knowing that that sense of neighborly love still exists.
Yes,
it does. And we're going to take a break. Thank you so much, Chief Wilson. Stay with us. It's all about literacy. We'll hear from our other resource providers shortly.
Everybody talking. Feel free to talk about us amongst your friends.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'm
Because I surrender.
Your will is what's best for me. lead me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all.
And welcome back to It's All About Literacy. Today we're dedicating our show to our providers, our responders, the entire group, everybody, the emergency operations, Red Cross, TV and radio, meteorologists, reporters, anchors, JEA, JFRD, Jacksonville Fire and Rescue, all agencies, organizations, and the many volunteers that actually volunteered at the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, the call centers. Yeah. They, you know, the unsolicited volunteers and the solicited volunteers. And many of the volunteers were actually COJ workers, City of Jacksonville employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they took their breaks to go to the call center, or they took their lunch to go to the shelters. And when the city offices were closed, they were actually at the shelters. But you know, while we're busy telling them thank you for what they've done for us and what they are doing for us, let us also remember that these people also have families.
Yes, that are missing them.
That are missing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, many of them didn't sign on for that, you know? But that's what human spirit and love is all about.
It is.
So we want to say thank you to the responders' families.
Yes.
For allowing them to help us and being patient and understanding. And I'm sure it is quite a challenge, because when your job is to be there to help someone in such devastation and trauma experiences, and you've got to leave your family, and they've got to understand, that's a pressure. That's stressful.
Yes, yes.
And that touches the human spirit too. So even the families of the person that provides the support to us, we want to tell you thank you too.
Oh,
we
yes.
want to tell you thank you, because you make it possible for them to help us.
Yes.
Physically, psychologically, and emotionally, we've all been touched.
Oh, yes.
We've been shocked. As Sister Gail said, we're just getting back to almost a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, it's a new normalcy for a lot of people.
It is, and some of us hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, because some things will just never be the same.
And for me.
Right.
I think this is perhaps the first time that I've actually experienced the hurricane, because when I lived in Miami and Andrew came, I was not there when Andrew came. I saw the effects when I went back.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually have to live through the trauma.
Yeah.
It's really something. But you know what it does? It makes you realize that you have strength that you didn't know you had.
Oh, yeah. It will test. Events like this will test your character. It lets you know what you're made of. It lets you know what's inside of you. And it's another group of people that I want to just recognize as well, and I know we'll probably forget some people, but the hospital workers, the nurses, and the staff, the doctors that were there round the clock. I know people that 5 days straight, like never leaving the hospital.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And that in itself is a whole lot of stress for them, because you're sleep deprived and just everything, but you know, adrenaline kicks in and you do what you have to do. The people that's monitoring your machines and just everything, and to the people that had to help evacuate parts of Baptist, parts of St. Vincent's, you know. So it's just a lot of people, you know, police, everybody's just out doing what they need to do. And I appreciate the people that work for Duval County School Board. They're out making sure our schools are ready for us on Monday morning. So, people that were there early, making sure the food trucks were there for the lunch and breakfast and all. So it's just so many people, and as a community that we're just coming together, and it is so good to see. And Chief Wilson, we were having a when he was still with us, we were having a conversation off the air, and we were talking about safety, because one of my concerns is that people don't realize that when you're in traffic and you come to a traffic light and it is out, you're to treat it as a four-way stop.
Awesome.
But people keep going, and I'm sitting here looking and, you know, keeping my road rage down, and I'm saying, idiot.
I'm going to take you to the altar for that one.
But pray for me, because I almost got rear-ended by somebody because I stopped, and they didn't, you know, they're coming behind me fast. I'm like, oh, no, don't hit me. But, yeah, so it's the aftermath safety that we need. And if you don't know, you can create other accidents and put additional stress on rescuers that are already stretched to the nth degree, as, you know, the old folk would say. And, you know, if we can be careful and exercise caution, we can prevent a lot of things in the aftermath of the hurricane.
Right, because it becomes a domino effect.
It does. And, like, stay out of the water.
Right, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, because when you're in the water, it's fecal matter, it's all kind of stuff in there, so there's bacteria getting into your body that you're sick later. You're in the water, it's down power lines
the
in the water.
Domino effect.
So
we want everyone to continue to be careful and do our best to help each other. And even a special thanks to the man down the street who just took his truck to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the unsolicited volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't matter how much you did, whether it was a lot, maybe it seemed nothing to you, but trust me. Everything is so valuable right now.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Right now,
means something.
These are the times. This is called bittersweet. Mm-hmm. The oxymoron. It's bitter.
Yes.
It's bittersweet, but these are the times that brings us together.
Yeah.
These are the times
that try men's souls.
And we'll be back. It's all about literacy.
Sun City Events and Entertainment is a full-service event, production, and consulting firm. Please contact us at 904-924-7444 or online at suncityentertainment.com. Do you need help organizing your business? We can help you build your capacity, train and manage volunteers, develop a marketing plan, or an outreach program. If you want your business to grow, or if you're just starting, Sun City has the consultants and expertise to make it happen. Black Expo, City of Jacksonville, Coleman Race for the Cure, World of Nations Celebration, Jazz in the Gardens, Miami, and Ritz Theater and Museum, to name a few. You can reach us at 904-924-7444 or online at suncityentertainment.com. We make it happen.
We're heading to the promised land. Don't let us get there before you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes. There's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you feel that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for all me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God,
good morning, and we're back. It's all about literacy. We're so happy to have you. But you know, I want to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, and all of that in particular. Happy birthday, Trudy. E. Trudy Dixon. Happy birthday today as we celebrate our sponsors, our resource supporters and provider, and certainly E. Trudy Dixon is one of her own. Even when there's a sun in the sky, she really is.
Happy birthday, Miss Trudy.
Happy birthday. But to all of you, know that we're here. Whatever it is that we can do to help, we want to do that. Because remember that the definition for literacy. Think about that microwave that does the confection and the defrosting and all the other things. When all you know what to do is to turn it on and press in heat. But you know it will defrost, but you don't know how to do it. So that you know. But when you seek to find out how to make that microwave defrost, and then you apply that those directions, and now you've learned that entire process is called literacy. When we know what we know, when we know how to apply what we know, when we know what we don't know that we need to know, and we know how to acquire what we need to know, and then apply that after we have come to know. That process is literacy and applies to everything, even to Irma. Be it hurricane, tropical storm, or a shower. We need to know how to take care of ourselves. We need to know how to take care of each other. And that's what literacy is.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's all taught. Because sometimes you just don't know what you don't know until somebody comes by and says, hey, did you know? And I tell my students sometimes, if you just close your mouth, no one will never know whether you knew or not.
Life is a learning process for all of us.
Yeah.
No one knows it all.
Mm-mm.
No one knows it all.
But once you find out, all you have to do is just start putting it into practice. And people will think it's been a part of your norm forever.
And I'm sure you've also experienced situations that you have come to know something that you already knew. You just didn't know that you knew it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're
filed away.
Right. 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 You know, so there are things that we need to do to keep each other sharp and abreast.
Yes.
There are things that we need to do to keep ourselves sharp and abreast. That's why reading is so important. Remember, reading is to the mind as exercise is to the body. Reading is to the mind as the sunshine is to the flowers. It nourishes. It exercises. It makes a difference. So read, 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 read.
It's a discipline.
It is.
We have to engage. Because if you think about exercise, you know how good it is for you. But that discipline to do it like we should, same thing happens with reading. We know we should.
Right. And reading is a challenge. And, you know, but, you know, what I've discovered is, reading, even when I had to read it, it's difficulty reading this, it's challenging reading this, but this is something that I've got to do. So, whether it's information, articles, stories, fact or fiction, or fairy tales, whatever, it creates the imagination and it provokes thought. And many times we've moved away and we've lost our imagination because this technology savvy age that we're living in, we don't have to think about it. We just pick up a Palm Pilot that I just learned about today, or we pick up whatever, and it does it for us. And as antiquated as the Palm Pilot is, it still does it for us.
Sorry, that's an inside joke, people.
Okay, but we've got to do our own thinking. We've got to use our minds. We've got to do that. Because think about it. The rain, Irma, the storms, all makes the water falls very, very hard and high.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes the grass grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so there's some good with all of it. Yeah. So the difficulty in thinking and reading and figuring stuff out, it's thought-provoking.
It is.
But it also helps you to grow.
Yeah.
It also helps you to grow. And that's what literacy is all about. And through this hard times that we've come through, that we are yet coming through, don't give up.
As Be Doc encouraged. As Doc would say, God is good.
And God is good because God provides.
He
and Tamala says it best. Listen to this. Okay?
All this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice.
So come on, tell them today. You've been so good to me. Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
So Lord, you are good. So good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
I say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work. Even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, say,
Lord,
you've been so good.
I
don't know why you do it, God, but God knows we're grateful. Of our Savior. So many doors.
So many doors you've opened.
So many ways
you've made.
So many times. Has he been better than good?
A few minutes before the hour, let's return to It's All About Literacy from Praise 107.9.
Lord, you've been so good. Lord, you've been so good.
Yeah.
So many doors you've opened.
And so many ways you've made.
And still is.
Yes, I had someone, I was having breakfast with someone the other morning, and they said to me, you know, Gail, people are going to be blessed above measure after Hurricane Irma. They're going to be in much better places. And I think if we can hold on to that, even in the midst of all your anxiety and everything that's going on, just remember that God is still good.
God is still good.
And he's going to open up doors for you. He's going to open up ways. And he's already doing it with the first responders coming through. That's God opening up doors and making ways. When your neighbor helps you remove debris from your yard, that's God showing up. People coming with food, that's God showing up. And he's going to do exceeding abundantly above more than you've can ever imagine.
If you trust that
he's been better than good, and he's still gooder than good.
And gooder than good.
Gooder than good.
As the deacon at my church said, and gooder than that.
Yes.
And gooder than that. And please know that we are here, 296-2251. It's all about literacy, the Optimist Literacy Institute. And please remember, October 21st, we will be having our 1 year celebration at the Ritz Theater Museum. Please come out and share with us. It's a wonderful day that's planned. We have authors that are going to be there. Students are going to be making presentations. Mrs. Brenda Franks with Sun City Events and Entertainment, who is leading the way for us, and we're just following. She calls and she says, well, Dr. Kathy, what about this? I say, whatever you say, I'm fine.
Okay? She said, let people stay in your lane. If that's what you're good at, we're going to let you do that.
I think people should do what they do.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what she does. Mm-hmm. I follow better than I do anything. Okay?
I thought you listened better. That's what you always
say. I do.
Say.
I can do that. But that's the only way I'm going to be able to follow. You have to listen.
Yeah.
You got to listen. Okay? You got to listen. The only way. So, we're here. We love you. Thanks so much for tuning in to It's All About Literacy. And this is only just the first of many of our pauses along the way as we regroup from Irma together.
Yes.
And we're here. Lean on us. God is good. And we're here for you. Have a wonderful week. God bless.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
You need to borrow.